Okay, good morning, and today's daf is daf tes.
Morning.
I'm sorry, daf yud. Today's daf is daf yud. We'll start on tes on bays. Again, the beginning of Masechet Bav Metzia deals with finding a lost object that is unmarked. Argument that ensued. Two people, each one claims he's the one who found the lost object. Today's Gemara is actually going to get involved in a discussion that we've seen referenced before, but now it'll become clearer. That is the issue, can Reuven pick up an ownerless lost object on behalf of Shimon? We have a rule in Halacha that if I make someone my representative, a shaliach, so shlucho shel adam kemoto, the person I make as my representative has the same status as myself. Whatever I can do, that person can do. Then there's a law called zachin la adam shelo b'fanav. If it's for my benefit, someone else can benefit for me without even telling me. People are giving away money. $100 to anyone who comes by. So he can come and get $100 from me, even though I'm not there asking him to do so, because of course I would want that gift. If there are gifts available, he's willing to accept a gift for me, he can accept a gift for me even though I'm not present. But what about picking up a lost object? Can somebody pick up a lost object on my behalf without my knowing about it? That make it mine? So that's one question that we're going to see. All right, let's start with the Mishnah. A person was riding on an animal, and he saw a lost object with no sign on it by the side of the road. So he didn't want to get off the animal, so he told his friend, Tanali. That's very important. He didn't say acquire it for me, he didn't say Zecheli. He said Tanali, give it to me. Nakla, the friend picked it up. Va'amar, and then before he gave it to the rider, he said, you know what? I'm changing my mind. Ani zachisiba, I've acquired it. In other words, it sounds like he picked it up as the, you know, to do what he had been told to do. But now he changed his mind. Now he says, I want to own it for myself. Says the Mishnah, Zachaba, he does own it. The person who picked it up owns it. Because even though originally when he picked it up for the guy riding, apparently that didn't yet make it belong to the rider. It doesn't yet belong to the rider until it was actually handed to the rider. However, in Mishanitnalo, if he picked it up and actually gave it to the rider, Amar Aniza Chisi Batchila, but he said, hey, you know, give it back to me, because really when I picked it up, I was picking it up for myself. I know it didn't sound like that for the last 10 minutes, because I picked it up and gave it to you. But really, when I picked it up, I was picking it up for myself. Give it back to me, it's mine. Then Luamar Klum, we don't believe that at all. And the rider keeps it. Okay, so the Gemara is going to use this Mishnah to take us into the discussion of can a person acquire a lost object on behalf of someone else. Now we looked in our Mishnah Hassan, we looked at the Mishnah over there in Masechet Peah. We know Peah is the corner of the field that the farmer has to leave for the indigent. And even if the farmer himself is poor, he's not allowed to take from that corner of the field. He has to leave it for others. So we learned the following. Nishalikiras HaPeah. Let's say a person is picking from Peah. For Amar, he says, he's picking from the corner of the field. For Amar, he says, Arezu Uploni Ani. What I'm picking is for Yaakov, the poor man. So Belezer, Omer Zachal. Belezer says whatever he picked now belongs to Yaakov. Because he said, I'm picking it for Yaakov. Chacham says, no, it doesn't yet belong to Yaakov. It's in his hand. Whatever poor person he needs first, he can give it to. He should give it to. So there's an argument here, apparently, whether a person can acquire Peah on behalf of someone else. Amar Ula, so now we're going to have an argument about what this argument is about. Ula said, Amar Rabbi Yishuv Levi, the name of Rabbi Yishuv Levi, Machlokes me Asher Lani. The argument is where the third party who's picking up the Peah is himself wealthy. So right now, he's not entitled to Peah. He's not entitled to take from these from this corner of the field because it's supposed to be left to the poor. He's not poor, he's rich. So, Rebbe Elazar Sabar, Rebbe Elazar says, but when he picked it up for Yaakov, the poor man, it belonged to Yaakov. Why? Two claims. One, me, Gudi Boy, Makri, Nitzli, Lavi, Ani, Bechazile, Hashtanami, Chazile. Since, if he would want to, he could make all of his possessions ownerless, he could say, everything I have is Hefker. Then he'd be a poor man. Once he'd be a poor man, he'd be entitled to take from the payer, from the corner of the field. So since he could be entitled to take from the corner of the field, he's already considered entitled to take from the corner of the field. That's number one. And number two, Omega de Zachi Lenashe, since he can take for himself, Zachi Nami Lechavre, what he took could work for his friend, and it's considered his friend's.
Provided he doesn't own the field anymore.
It can't be the owner of the field, because he's never allowed
then
to take pay.
Poor.
No, he's not allowed to take pay. Even a poor man who owns a field is not allowed to take pay. However, Rabbanan Sabri, the Rabbanan say, listen, Chad Migu Aminu, if you wanted to say one claim, you're like, since he has a lot, he could make himself ownerless, could make himself poor, he could take for himself, that's fine. But Trey Migu did say two arguments of sins, Lo Aminu, we don't say. Okay, that's the argument. But if the man who's collecting the pay on behalf of someone else is himself poor, and according to Ula, Divri HaKol Zachalo, everyone agrees that what he picked now belongs to the man he picked it for. Zimiku de Zachil Nashi, since he could acquire for himself, Zachi Nami Lechavre, he can acquire for his friend. Amalei Rav Nachman disagreed. Rav Nachman felt that, nope, he could acquire for himself, but that doesn't mean he could acquire for his friend. So Amalei Rav Nachman said to Ula, Volei Mamar, why don't you agree with my opinion? That may ani la'ani machlokas. That the argument here in this Mishnah and Peah about the man who picked for Yaakov, whether the Peah now belongs to Yaakov, or whether the man should give it to the first poor person he meets because it doesn't yet belong to Yaakov. That's when the man picking is himself poor, and he's picking for a poor man. And one opinion, namely Rebbe Elazar says, well, since he could acquire for himself, he can acquire for others. And the Rabbanan say, no, he could acquire for himself, but he can't acquire for others. Each person has to go acquire for himself. Why would we say that? The Hamitzia, because here our Mishnah about a lost object, Hakolaniyim Etzla, is like poor people with pay. In other words, every poor person is entitled to take the corner of the field that's left for the poor. They're all entitled to it equally. A lost object that has no sign on it, everyone is entitled to it equally. So it's like the poor with pay. It's like two poor people with pay. It's not like a rich person and a poor person with pay. And yet, we have our Mishnah. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Hayaroch v'algabi behema, someone's riding on an animal. V'rayas ha-metziah, and he sees a lost object, which doesn't have a sign to it. V'yamalachaveh, and he tells his friend, Tanayli, give it to me. Nakla, that friend, picked it up. V'amar, and he said, you know what now? I've changed my mind. Anizah hisiba, I want to acquire it. Zachaba, the friend, owns it. Now, if you'll tell me that back in Peah, the argument between Rebbe Elazar and the Chacham was about a poor person picking for a poor person, then Masnisin Mani Rabbana, our Mishnah is the sages. Because they said there that when somebody picked the Peah, and he himself is poor, and he's picking for Yaakov the poor man, Yaakov doesn't yet own it, and therefore the next poor person he meets should get the pay. So that's like here. The guy who took the lost object for me, the rider, did not make it belong to me by the fact that he picked it up. It still belong, you know, either ownerless or belongs to him. So if he says, I want to keep it, he could keep it. That would make sense. Because if you're going to say that, but if you're going to say that in Peah, the only argument was when a rich person was picking for a poor person. I will mean ani, but if you're going to say that when it's a poor person picking for a poor person, divri hakol zachalo, everyone agrees that the poor person acquired. Then one second, hamani lo rabbanu v'lo Rebbe Elazar, then what's going to be with our Mishnah? It's no one, it's neither Rebbe Elazar nor the Rabbanu. Rebbe Elazar says even a rich person can acquire on behalf of a poor person payah. So certainly a regular person can acquire for another regular person a lost object. And the Rabbanan said a rich person could not acquire for a poor person Peah. But they agreed that a poor person who takes the corner of the field, a stalk from the corner of the field on behalf of another poor person, since he could take it for himself, his act of taking for the poor person worked for him. So if that's the case, then what about here? Everyone can take the lost object. It's lost, it's ownerless, it's hefker. So if I could take it for myself, certainly when I take it for, I should be able to take it for somebody else too. If so, how could I turn around after I picked it up and say, you know what, I want to keep it? It already belongs to him. It belongs to the rider once I picked it up. Yeah, question.
I'm sorry. A rich person is not allowed to take for a poor person from the pair?
That's right.
Why?
Because he couldn't take it for himself.
But he's not taking it for himself. He's taking it for the
person. Right. So since he couldn't acquire for himself, how could he acquire for that man? How could his act make it that person's?
What if he's taking it for someone who can't get there, who's in need? You know, he's doing right. He's doing a mitzvah to help
somebody. Yeah, but he's doing a mitzvah at the expense of all the other poor people. So you can't do a good deed for one by hurting somebody else.
I cannot make him shaliach.
No, a shaliach he could be.
He's not a shaliach. Nominated
him to be a shaliach.
Okay. So if he was nominated to be a shaliach, he could take it for the
poor? Yes, he could take it, yeah.
No, he doesn't make him shaliach.
Samar leis, Ula responded to Rav Nachman, Masnisen, you're not understanding the Mishnah correctly. You're understanding the Mishnah. There's a guy riding a horse. He sees a lost object. He tells Jason, pick up the object, and your act of picking the object makes it mine. No, that's not what's going on. He told Jason, pick up the object and give me the object. When it comes to my hand, it'll become mine. He had never asked to acquire. And what's going on is that Jason says, Damar Tzchila, he says, when I picked it up originally, I wasn't picking it up to make it yours, I was picking it up to be mine. So says, Ach, and I'm star, but that makes sense that the Mishnah is saying what Jason said, I picked up the object to be mine originally, not that I changed my mind before I delivered it to you and I want it to be mine. I picked it up originally to be mine. To Ketani Sefer, because look at the end of the Mishnah. If after Jason had already given the rider the object, Jason says, I know I gave it to you, but you know what, really, I picked it up originally for myself. Lo amar klum. Then he didn't say anything, we don't believe it. So tzchilu b'seif alamni, why did the Mishnah have to say, after he handed it to the rider, really, and I picked it up originally for myself. Pshit, of course he's saying that originally he picked it up for himself. He can't say that now I want it to be mine, once it's already in the hands of the rider. Pshit, of course, avagat lo amar tzchila, even if he wouldn't say literally the words, originally I took it for myself. Tzchila kamar, he meant that I took it originally myself. Elav, so why do I have to say, I took it originally myself? Hakamashman, this is what it's teaching us. Reisha da'amar, tzchila, in the beginning of the Mishnah too, it's where he said, I picked it up originally for myself. So it's not that when he picked it up, he didn't acquire it for the rider. He could have acquired it for the rider. But he didn't want to acquire it for the rider. He's claiming he never acquired it for the rider. He always originally acquired it for himself.
I'm sorry, mm-hmm. If it's in the words where he says, give it to me, and instead he says, pick that up for my possession and hand it to me.
Yeah, the Gemara's about to give that answer.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Edoch and Rav Nachman said, Tana Seifa, he who disagreed with this explanation, he said, Tana Seifa, the opposite. Tana Seifa, Ligluye Reisha. The end was taught to reveal the beginning. Seifa da Amar Tchila. In the end, once the object is already in the hands of the rider, he says, I want it because I had picked it up for myself. Reisha, because there he said that it was for himself, Reisha in the first case, it's where he did not say, I picked it up originally for myself, Loma Tchila. But rather he's saying, I picked it up and now I'm changing my mind. Because when he picked it up, it doesn't automatically belong to the rider. Because when one poor person picks for another poor person, it doesn't belong to that other poor person, as we are about to see. Rav Nachman, Rav Chizda, the Ami Tarvayu, Rav Nachman and Rav Chizda both said, HaMagbiya Metziya L'Chaveru, if I pick up a lost object on behalf of somebody else, for somebody else, Lo Kana Chaveru, that other person does not acquire it, my time of why? And here's the logic why, which is what David and Lloyd were struggling with before. Have a tofes l'bal chov, b'makom shechav l'acherim. V'atofes l'bal chov, b'makom shechav l'acherim. Lo, let's say Reuven owes money to Shimon. And Reuven doesn't want to pay. He's refusing to pay. So Shimon would be entitled to go into Reuven's house and to grab the money back. Because he owes the money. What happens if Levi wants to grab the money on behalf of Reuven? Levi's a vigilante. He sees the injustice. Somebody borrowed money, doesn't want to pay. I'll go take money from the borrower and give it back to the lender. So the good halacha is he can't. Why not? He's doing a good favor. He's helping out his friend. He's out money. No, he's helping out his friend. He's hurting all the other people who are out money. By grabbing this money from the lender, all the other grabbing this money from the borrower, all the other lenders to the borrower are not going to get reimbursed for what they lent. So I can't help one friend when it hurts other friends.
Unless you're appointed.
Unless I was appointed, or the guy's doing it for himself. So that's what's going on here. When I pick up a lost object for somebody else, then I'm hurting everybody else who would otherwise be able to get this lost object. When one poor person takes payah for another poor person, he's hurting all the other poor people who now can't get payah. So that, Rav Nachman helped, he couldn't do.
Rabbi, how could he hurt other people? I mean, doing a favor to this.
No, but it hurts everybody else, because now they can't get.
Maybe they
now can't get.
Unless he goes and he does it for everybody, right?
There's not enough money for everyone.
Bankrupt.
A guy who's going bankrupt there doesn't have enough money to pay everyone. Rav challenged Rav Nachman. What about a law that we learned? Mitzias poel liatzmo. If a person is working for me and he finds a lost object, he can keep it. He doesn't have to give it to me. That's true if I hired him to do a particular task. I told him, weed for me or plow or dig for me. So if I hired him for a particular task and he finds a lost object, he gets to keep the lost object. I will amalo, but if I told him, I say, imi mulach hayom, work for me today. I have things you're going to have to do. Then if he finds something, it's also work, and I own it. So you see, 1 second, the worker, when he finds it, belongs to the employer. I thought you just said that one person can't find an object for somebody else. He can't acquire a lost object on behalf of someone else. Amalesi said, no, there's a difference. Shiny power, the worker is different. A worker is an extension of the employer. That is the employer. That's the employer finding it. So I said, what do you mean? A worker is an extension of the employer? A worker can quit. Halacha always allows for a worker to quit. He can quit even in the middle of the day. Amalesi said, you're right, he can quit. But as long as he hasn't quit, he's still part of the employer. As long as he hasn't quit, Yado Kiyad Balabayasu, he is the hand of the employer. So you say, but if he can quit, how can you say he's the extension of the employer? He could just drop out any moment. Now the reason why he can drop out is for a different reason. Ki Hadarbe, when he drops out, time achrinu, it's for a different reason. Because the Pasuk says, Ki libine Yisrael Avadim, for to me the Jewish people are slaves. Avadai Haim, God says they are my slaves. And that's supposed to be slaves to slaves. A Jew can never be in a situation of indentured servitude where he can't quit the job because that means he's a slave. He shouldn't be a slave to a slave.
Isn't there a difference, Rabbi, whether the hired worker finds the object in the domain of the employer versus outside the domain of the employer?
Yeah, but you were talking about outside. Amar b'chir bar Abba b'Rav Yochanan. Rav Chiya bar Abba said, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Hamagbiya Metzia L'Chaveiro, someone who picks up a lost object for his friend, saying, I'm taking it, but I don't want to own it, I want my friend to own it. Kana Chaveiro, the friend does in fact own it. Ivan told Mishnah Seinu. So what about our Mishnah? In our Mishnah, one guy's riding, he says, I see a lost object, please pick it up for me. The guy picks it up for him, and then he turns around and he says, you know what, I want to keep it, he can keep it. I thought the friend already owns it. No, our Mishnah is the point that Lloyd made. Damar Tnali, the rider didn't say, acquire it for me.
Nani.
The rider said, give it to me, which is to say, and once it comes to my hand, I'll own it. So therefore, since it hasn't yet come to his hand, he doesn't yet own it. So the guy picking it up can say, you know what, I want to own it. And therefore, Amar Zachli didn't say, acquire it on my behalf. Next Mishnah. Ra Samitziya. If a person sees a lost object, the nafalah, he falls on top of it, and then someone else comes, and actually picks it up, The one who picked it up owns it, not the one who falls on it. Falling on it is not a means of acquisition.
It's like a fumble.
A fumble, that's right.
Yeah, but he owns the one.
What's that, is he?
I'm sorry, that seems to be
exactly the
where is there truth? If in my home,
we'll see. That's the Gemara we'll discuss.
A
law. Amar Reish Lakish b'shem Abba Kohen Bardala. Reish Lakish taught in the name of Abba Kohen Bardala. Arba Amos Shal Adam Kodesh LeBuchom Makom. A person 6 feet, a person's 4 amos around him, always acquires for him. Sounding like everywhere, it seemingly. My time, particularly Rabbanan, the rabbis instituted this. Why? To avoid fights. So therefore, if I'm walking in the street, somebody, you know, there's a piece of hefker, some ownerless thing rolling around. It comes right next to my feet, even though I didn't touch it. If it's within 6 feet of my feet, within 4 amos of me, it's mine. Amar Abaye, is that law that a person's 4 amos always acquire? Most of Rav Chiya bar Yosef Peya. Rav Chiya bar Yosef challenged it from a Mishnah in the second Peya. Amar Rava said most of Rav Yaakov bar Idi Nezikin. Rav Yaakov bar Idi challenged it from a Mishnah here in the order of Nezikin in Masechet Bava Metzia. Amar Abaye said, most of Rav Chiya bar Yosef Peya, Rav Chiya bar Yosef challenges with the law from Mishnayos Peya, we learned there. Natal Miktas Peya, if the poor person took some of that corner of the field, but Vizarak Alashar, but he threw it over the rest, because he wants to get all of that wheat that's standing there in the corner of the field. Elo Baklum, he doesn't get anything. Nafalo Alea, if he fell on top of the stuff that's on the corner of the field, Paras Taliso Alea, or he threw his talis on it. Mavir Noso Amen, we remove him from it. The same is true with another gift given to the poor, the forgotten bundle. The I'm never going to tell me, that a person acquires whatever is within his 4 feet, within whatever is within his 4 amos. So once he falls on something, he should acquire it because it's within his 4 amos. He didn't say, I'm going to acquire by my 4 amos. So says, who cares? If the rabbis instituted that a person's 4 amos acquire when he wants to acquire, even though he didn't say, I'm going to acquire with my 4 amos, who cares? Answer the Gemara, came of the Nafa, since he's falling on the grain, Gali Daite, that's indicating to Benefila Nichle the Nikni. He thinks that falling acquires, and he's trying to acquire by falling. But I'm sorry, falling doesn't acquire. Arba Amos, Lo Nichle the Nikni. He wasn't trying to acquire through the method of 4 amos. Therefore, he does not acquire.
So if he falls on it, he cannot have it.
It's not his.
But if he walks by it,
if he walks by it and says, it's in my 4 amos, and therefore it's mine, it would be his.
It would be, that's it. Uh-huh.
Right.
Just not automatic.
But he could fall on it.
He has to say.
You have to say something.
He has to say, since it's within my 4 amos, I'm acquiring it, then it would be his.
But if he falls on it and he says this is
mine by falling, no, it's not his.
His 4 amos.
By falling doesn't count.
Falling, no.
Distance of 4 amos is...
And he says that the distance of 4 amos works. If he wants that methodology to work, then that methodology... That was answer number one.
You could say it first and then fall down.
Papa gave a second answer. When did the rabbis institute that a person's 4 amos acquire for him? Ba'alma. That's, you know, out in the world. Of the son of the Balabayas, but a poor person in the field of somebody else, then the 4 amos of the poor person will not acquire for him. Lot kibbele rabbana. The rabbis didn't ever institute it for him. Why? Because even though Hashem has given rights to the poor in the field of the owner to get some of the grain. Kizachalei Rachmana, what price did Hashem give him? Lahaluchiba, to walk through it. Vilinkute Peya, and to pick up and take the corner. But then it should be considered his courtyard. Lo Zachalei Rachmana, then Hashem never told him. In other words, the idea that a person acquires whatever is within his 4 cubits, whatever is within his four amos, is that what is within his 4 amos is in his courtyard. The sages said, your 4 amos is your courtyard. So, but it's that this can't be my courtyard, because this belongs to somebody else. This is somebody else's field. I'm allowed to go and take the corner of the field if I'm a poor person. But it can't be my courtyard, so I can't acquire through the methodology of courtyard. And that's why here in Peya, he doesn't acquire by falling on it. But if he'd be in the street... What's that? In the street, he could acquire. At least according to this.
Right, so kinyan chatzer.
It's a form of kinyan chatzer, midrabban. Amar Rava, Rava had said, most of Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, Rav Yaakov Bar Idi challenged the idea of a person's four amos acquiring from him, from a Mishnah in the Zikin, which is our Mishnah. Ras HaMetzia, a person sees a lost object that is not marked, v'nafa lo alav, and he falls on top of it. Uva acher, someone else comes, v'hizikba, and actually takes the object, holds it, and lifts it up. Zeshe hizikba zachaba, the one who's picking up the object owns the object. One second. Yeah, if you're going to tell me that a person's four amos acquire for him, once he falls on it, that's within his four amos, he should therefore acquire it. Answer the Gemara of Mayaskin and Loamar Ekni. Answer number one is the same answer we gave before. Maybe he didn't say, I want to acquire with four amos. Ask the Gemara, who cares what he said? If the rabbi said what is within one's four amos, one's acquires. Kilo Amar, my hobby, who cares that he didn't say anything? Came with the Nafal, answers the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Came with the Nafal Aleh, since he fell on it, Gali Daite, he's revealing the Menafila Nichle the Nikli. He's trying to acquire by falling on it. And Ba'ar Ba'amos Lo Nichle the Nikli. And he doesn't want to acquire just by the fact that it's within his four amos. And since falling is not a means of acquisition, he didn't acquire. That was answer number one. And Rav Sheshes Amar, Rav Sheshes gave an answer similar to Rav Papa's answer. He tikin rabban. When do the rabbis institute that a person acquires whatever it is within his four amos? Besimta, in an alleyway. The lo dachki rabban, where there are not a lot of people, they're not pushing. But berishus harabban, but in a public domain, the kodachki rabban, there are lots of people walking and pushing. His own four amos is not his own courtyard. Lo tikin rabban. And so, what do you mean? How could you say that? Rish Lakish said, Rish Lakish said that the sages instituted that a person acquires what is within his four amos in every place. In every place sounds like his street too. Now, Kalmakom meaning every place, Lasuy Yitzidi Rish Haradim, to include the sidewalks, the areas next to the street that don't have so many people. But the street itself, an alleyway, a sidewalk, there a person acquires if it's within his four amos. But in the streets, if there's so many people coming in and out all the time, and his space is always being penetrated and violated, then the sages never said his space is his courtyard. No, it's being penetrated all the time. So what's the case of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is where it's a lost object in the street itself. So that's why he didn't acquire through four amos, because there is no law of acquiring through four amos in the street. He fell on it. Falling is certainly not acquiring it. So somebody else came and took it. That other person owns it because that person acquired it. Yes, that's right. Very good, that's right. Good, the Gemara bring that up. Over Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said another law. Mishum Abakoin Bakla, the name of Abakoin Bakla. Tana in Lachatzin. If there is a woman who's married, she doesn't have the law of courtyard, that if the get was thrown to this minor, who's a wife, into her courtyard, she doesn't get divorced by means of her courtyard. Ve'im arba amos, nor does she have the law of four amos. If the get was thrown within her four amos, she wouldn't be divorced because it was within her four amos. However, Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Yanai, Yesh la chatzer, if it falls into her courtyard, she is divorced. Yesh la arba amos, she has the law of four amos. So, Mike Rifki, what's the argument? Yeah. Answers the Gemara. Mar Sava, one is of the opinion, Chatzer mishum yadis rabbi. The idea that if something is in my courtyard, it becomes mine, both in terms of possession or in terms of a get, that's because the courtyard has the status of the hand. It's an extension of the body. So, a woman, even if she's a minor, she has a hand. So, therefore, she also has the rights of a courtyard. Umar Savar, but the first opinion, the view of Rish Lakish, the name of Abba Kohen Bardala, is that the reason why a courtyard works to acquire a get or to acquire an object is that the courtyard is the shaliach, it's the emissary of the owner of the courtyard. Now, we learned in Maseches Kiddushin that we needed psukim, we needed verses to teach us the concept of shaliach, that I can make an agent. So one of those psukim talks about men and not children, the Gemara says. So children don't have the ability to create a shaliach. So the shlichus lesla, the same way a minor, a girl, can't create a shaliach, chatzanami lesla, she doesn't have the ability to acquire things through a courtyard. I said, really? Is there anyone who thinks that a courtyard is an emissary? A courtyard is an extension of a person, it's a hand. Talking about theft. If it's found in his hand, he swore falsely, it was found in his hand. He has to pay double. That's only his hand. How do you know that if it's in his courtyard, he also has to pay double? It says about the stolen object, if it will be found in anywhere, any place. If you're going to tell me that a person's courtyard is his emissary, and if he has to pay because of what's in his courtyard, then you have a shaliach, an emissary, who's doing an aveira on your behalf, and it counts for you. Because the chatzar does an aveira of stealing, and you have to pay the double penalty. We have a rule that there is no such thing as a shaliach for a sin. I'm Rabbi Irvin. No, that's not proof. Hey, chamin dein shliach v'dvar aveira. Hey, the shliach bar chiyuvahu. The idea that there's no shliach for an aveira is when the guy I'm sending is himself obligated. So I tell him, I never thought you were going to do what I told you to do, because you're going to get punished by God for doing it. But I will b'chatzad l'abar chiyuvahu. But a courtyard, it's not going to be punished by God for stealing. So mechayev shokol. That certainly the guy who sends him is responsible. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, if a guy tells a married woman or a slave, go and steal from me. Now they're not going to be obligated. They're not obligated to pay. Are we going to say that the guy who sent them is responsible? Amitzli answered, no. Isha ve'eved, a woman or a slave, they are obligated if they steal. Just has to be a lesson with the they don't have any money to pay back. The founder of Mishnah says, Niskarsha Isha, if a woman stole and then she gets divorced, or Nishtakhra or Evid, or if a slave steals and then he gets freed, Chayav Lasham, they then need to pay. That was answer number one. And Rav Samar said, Hey, Chamin, Nishtiach, and Varavera, when do we say there's no emissary to do an Avera? Hey, Chadi, Ibayav, Ibaylo, Avid, when the guy has choices, if he wants to do it, he can do it, if he wants to, he doesn't have to do it. So then the guy who sent him can't say, oh, I expected him to do it for me. Avalchat said, the Balkar, Chay Mosidba. But a courtyard, where against the will of the courtyard, the object is put into it. Machayev Shochel, certainly the one who sent him, is responsible.